Giving the gift of spirit. Take from among you an offering to Yahweh. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it, Yahweh's offering, gold, silver, and brass. Exodus chapter 35, verse 5. Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab and every gifted artisan in whose heart Yahweh had put wisdom, even everyone whose heart stirred him up to come to the work to do it. And they received from Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary, with which to make it. They brought yet to him freewill offerings every morning. All the craftsmen who performed all the work of the sanctuary, each came from his work which they did. Then Moses spoke, saying, "The people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which Yahweh commanded to make." Exodus chapter 35, verses 2 through 5. "I surely give, and my heart shall not be grieved when I give to him, because for this thing the Lord my God will bless me in all my work, and in all that I put my hand to." Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 10. "Every man shall give as he is able, according to the Lord your God's blessing which he has given you." Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 17. "Then the people rejoice because they offered willingly, because with a perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord." 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 9. "I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly." Psalm chapter 40, verse 10. "I will sing of the loving kindness of the Lord forever. With my mouth, I will make known your faithfulness to all generations." Psalm chapter 89, verse 1. "I will honor the Lord with my substance, with the first fruits of all my increase. So shall my barns be filled with plenty, and my vats will overflow with new wine." Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. "I will not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in my power to do it." Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27. "There is one who scatters, and yet increases more. There is one who withholds more than is appropriate, but gains poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat. He who waters shall be watered also himself. People curse someone who withholds grain, but blessings will be on the head of him who sells it. He who diligently seeks good seeks favor, but he who searches after evil, it shall come to him. He who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous shall flourish as the green leaf." Proverbs chapter 11, verses 24 through 28. "I who have a generous eye will be blessed, for I share my food with the poor." Proverbs chapter 22, verse 9. "One who gives to the poor has no lack, but one who closes his eyes will have many curses." Proverbs chapter 28, verse 27. "I will cast my bread on the waters, for I shall find it after many days." Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1. "If I be willing and obedient, I shall eat the good of the land. But if I refuse and rebel, I shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." Isaiah chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. "I will have plenty to eat and be satisfied, and will praise the name of the Lord my God, who has dealt wondrously with me, and God's people will never again be disappointed." Joel chapter 2, verse 26. "Bring all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in God's house. And test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open to you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there will not be room enough to receive it." Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. "When I do my charitable deeds, I don't let my left hand know what my right hand does, so that my charitable deeds may be done in secret. Then my Father who sees in secret will reward me openly." Matthew chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. "I'll not lay up treasures for myself on earth where moth and rust consume and where thieves break through and steal, but I'll lay up for myself treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust consume and where thieves don't break through and steal. For where my treasure is, there my heart will be also." Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 and 21. "I cannot serve two masters, for I will either hate the one and love the other, or else I will be devoted to one and despise the other. I cannot serve God and mammon." Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Jesus said, "Most certainly I tell you, There is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or land for my sake and for the sake of the gospel. But he shall receive 100 times more now in this time, houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and land with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. Mark chapter 10, verses 29 through 31. Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and saw how the multitude cast money into the treasury. Many who were rich cast in much. A poor widow came, and she cast in 2 small brass coins, which equals a quadrant's coin. He called his disciples to himself and said to them, "Most assuredly I tell you, this poor widow gave more than all those who are giving into the treasury. For they all gave out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, gave all that she had to live on." Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered him, "Master, we worked all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the net." When they had done this, they caught a great multitude of fish, and their net was breaking. They beckoned to their partners in the other boat that they should come and help them. They came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But Simon Peter, when he saw it, fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, Lord." For he was amazed and all who were with him at the catch of fish which they had caught. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on you will be fishers of men." When they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. Luke chapter 5, verses 4 through 11. "As I give, it will be given to me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be given to me. For with the same measure I measure it, it will be measured back to me." Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Don't you say, 'There are yet 4 months until harvest'? Behold, I tell you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields. They are white for harvest already. He who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit to eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this the saying is true, 'One sows and another reaps.' I send you to reap that for which you haven't labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor." John chapter 4, verses 34 through 38. "In all these things I gave you an example, that so laboring you ought to help the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" Acts chapter 20, verse 35. "I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are the same, but each will receive his own reward according to his own labor." 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 through 8. "Even so, the Lord ordained that those who preach the gospel should live from the gospel. But I have used none of these things, and I don't write these things that it may be done so in my case. For I would rather die than that anyone should make my boasting void. For if I have preached the gospel, I have nothing to boast about, for necessity is laid on me. But woe is to me if I don't preach the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I have a stewardship entrusted to me. What then is my reward? That when I preach the gospel, I may present the gospel of Christ without charge, so as not to abuse my authority in the good news. For though I was free from all, I brought myself under bondage to all, that I may gain the more." 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 14 through 19. "If the readiness is there, my gift is acceptable according to what I have, not according to what I don't have. For this is not that others may be eased and I distressed, but for equality. My abundance at this present time supplies their lack, that their abundance also may become a supply for my lack, that there may be equality. As it is written, 'He who has gathered much had nothing left over, and he who gathered little had no lack.'" 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 12 through 15. "If I sow sparingly, I will also reap sparingly. If I sow bountifully, I will also reap bountifully. I will give according as I have determined in my heart, not grudgingly nor under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to me, that I always, having all sufficiency in everything, may abound to every good work. As it is written, 'He has scattered abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness remains forever. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply my seed for sowing and increase the fruits of my righteousness. I, being enriched in everything to all liberality, which produces through us thanksgiving to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 11. I will not be a burden to you, for I seek not your possessions, but you. For the children ought not save up for the parents, but the parents for the children. I most gladly spend and be spent for your souls. If I love you more abundantly, am I loved the less? 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 14 and 15. I'll not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever I sow, that I will also reap. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. I will labor, producing with my own hands something that is good, that I may have something to give to him who has need. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28. Whatever good thing I do, I will receive the same again from the Lord, whether I am bound or free. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 8. I'll not grow weary in doing good. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13. If I do not provide for my own, and especially for my own household, I have denied the faith and am worse than an unbeliever. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. God's Word. Isaiah sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100 times what he had planted. Yahweh blessed him. Genesis chapter 26, verse 12. It shall be, if you go with us, yes, it shall be that whatever good Yahweh does to us, we will do the same to you. Numbers chapter 10, verse 32. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and he will do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. Look, the Lord my God has set the land before me. I'll go up and take possession, as the Lord God of my fathers has spoken to me. I'll not be afraid, neither will I be dismayed. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 21. It shall happen, if I listen diligently to the Lord my God's voice, to observe to do according to all his commandments which he commanded me today, that the Lord my God will set me high above all the nations of the earth. All these blessings will come upon me and overtake me, if I listen to the Lord my God's voice. I shall be blessed in the city, and I shall be blessed in the field. I shall be blessed in the fruit of my body, the fruit of my ground, the fruit of my animals, the increase of my livestock, and the young of my flock. My basket and my kneading trough shall be blessed. I shall be blessed when I come in, and I shall be blessed when I go out. The Lord will cause my enemies who rise up against me to be struck before me. They will come out against me one way, and will flee before me seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing on me and my barns, and in all that I put my hand to. He will bless me in the land which the Lord my God gives me. The Lord will establish me for a holy people to himself, as he has sworn to me, if I shall keep the commandments of the Lord my God and walk in his ways. All the peoples of the earth shall see that I am called by the Lord's name, and they will be afraid of me. The Lord will grant me abundant prosperity in the fruit of my body, in the fruit of my livestock, and in the fruit of my ground, in the land which the Lord my God swore to my fathers to give me. The Lord will open to me his good treasure in the sky, to give the rain of my land in its season, and to bless all the work of my hand. I will lend to many nations, and I will not borrow. The Lord will make me the head, and not the tail. I will be above only, and I will not be beneath, if I listen to the commandments of the Lord my God, which I am commanded today to observe and to do, and shall not turn aside from any of the words which I have been commanded today, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14. I shall return and obey Yahweh's voice, and to do all his commandments which I have been commanded today. The Lord my God will make me plenteous in all the work of my hand, in the fruit of my body, in the fruit of my livestock, and in the fruit of my ground for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over me for good, as he rejoiced over my fathers. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 8 and 9. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but I shall meditate on it day and night, that I may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then I shall make my way prosperous, and then I shall have good success. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. In every work that I began in the service of God's house, and in the law and in the commandments to seek my God, I did it with all my heart and prospered. 2 Chronicles chapter 31, verse 21. Lord, I pray, let your ear be attentive now to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight to fear your name, and please prosper your servant today. Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 11. The God of heaven will prosper us, therefore we his servants will arise and build. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 20. If I obey and serve him, I shall spend my days in prosperity and my years in pleasures. Job chapter 36, verse 11. Blessed am I the man who doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the paths of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scoffers. But my delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law I meditate day and night. I am like a tree planted by the rivers of water that produces its fruit in its season, whose leaf also does not wither, and whatever I do prospers. Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall lack nothing. Psalm chapter 23, verse 1. I will shout for joy and be glad, for I favor God's righteous cause. I will say continually, let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Psalm chapter 35, verse 27. I trust in the Lord and do good. I dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. I also delight myself in the Lord, and he will give me the desires of my heart. I commit my way to the Lord. I trust also in him, and he will do this. Psalm chapter 37, verses 3 through 5. I have been young, and now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. Psalm chapter 37, verse 25. You have allowed men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through the water, but you brought us to the place of abundance. Psalm chapter 66, verse 12. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loads me with benefits, the God of my salvation. Selah. God is to me a God of deliverance. To the Lord belongs escape from death. Psalms chapter 68, verses 19 and 20. Praise the Lord. Blessed am I the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. My offspring will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in my house. My righteousness endures forever. Psalm chapter 112, verses 1 through 3. He raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap, that he may set him with princes, even the princes of his people. Psalm chapter 113, verse 7. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great. May the Lord increase me more and more, me and my children. Blessed am I by the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The heavens are the heavens of the Lord, but the earth has he given to the children of men. Psalm 115, verses 13 through 16. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send prosperity now. Psalm chapter 118, verse 25. Hear my prayer, O Lord, listen to my petitions. In your faithfulness and righteousness, relieve me. Psalm chapter 143, verse 1. A faithful man is rich with blessings, but one who is eager to be rich will not go unpunished. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 20. He who is of a proud heart stirs up strife, but he who trusts in the Lord will prosper. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 25. God says, I love those who love me. Those who seek me diligently will find me. With me are riches, honor, enduring wealth, and prosperity. My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold. My yield than choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, in the middle of the paths of justice, that I may give wealth to those who love me. I fill their treasures. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 17 through 21. He becomes poor who works with a lazy hand, but the hand of the diligent brings wealth. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4. The Lord's blessing brings wealth, and he adds no trouble to it. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. Wealth gained dishonestly dwindles away, but he who gathers by hand makes it grow. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 11. I, being a good man, leave an inheritance to my children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. the plans of the diligent surely lead to profit, and everyone who is hasty surely rushes to poverty. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5. There is a precious treasure and oil in the dwelling of the wise. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 20. The result of humility and fear of the Lord is wealth, honor, and life. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 4. He who has a generous eye will be blessed, for he shares his food with the poor. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 9. Do you see a skilled man in his work? He will stand before kings. He won't stand before obscure men. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29. He who increases his wealth by excessive interest gathers it for one who has pity on the poor. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 8. He who is of a proud heart stirs up strife, but he who trusts in the Lord will prosper. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 25. I also, to whom God has given riches and wealth, and has given me power to eat of it, and to take my portion, and to rejoice in my labor, this is the gift of God. For I shall not reflect on the days of my life, because God occupies me with the joy of my heart. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. If I be willing and obedient, I shall eat the good of the land. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. I shall be as a tree planted by the waters, who spreads out his roots by the river, and shall not fear when heat comes. But its leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 8. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain in just measure, and he causes the rain to come down to you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Joel chapter 2, verse 23. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. Haggai chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Turn to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today I declare I will restore double to you. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 12. We won't be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or, with what will we be clothed? For the Gentiles seek after these things, for my heavenly Father knows we need all these things. But we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to us as well. Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 33. If I, being evil, know how to give good gifts to my children, how much more will my Father who is in heaven give good things to me who ask him? Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. Jesus said, most assuredly I tell you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you will tell this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. Everyone who has left house, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for Christ's name's sake, will receive 100 times, and will inherit eternal life. Matthew chapter 19, verse 29. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will set you over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. Jesus answered them, have faith in God. For most certainly I tell you, whoever may tell this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. Mark chapter 11, verses 21 and 22. I, who am faithful in what is least, am faithful also in much. Luke chapter 16, verse 10. There is no partiality with God. Romans chapter 2, verse 11. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. He who didn't spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how would he not also with him freely give us all things? Romans chapter 8, verse 32. In all these things, I am more than a conqueror through him who loved me. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. The gifts and calling of God are irrevocable. Romans chapter 11, verse 29. I'll not think of myself more highly than I ought to think, but will think reasonably, as God has apportioned to each person a measure of faith. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Do I have faith? I'll have it to myself before God. Happy am I who doesn't condemn myself in that which I approve. Romans chapter 14, verse 22. God is faithful, to whom I was called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, my Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. Everyone's work will be revealed, for the day will declare it, because it is revealed in fire. And the fire itself will test what sort of work each man's work is. If any man's work remains which he has built on it, he will receive a reward. If any man's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, but as through fire. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 13 through 15. For who makes you different, and what do you have that you didn't receive? But if you did receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. It is written in the law of Moses, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain. Is it for oxen that God cares? Or does He say it assuredly for my sake? Yes, it was written for my sake, because I who plow do plow in hope, and I who threshes in hope should be partaker of this hope. If I sow to you spiritual things, is it a great thing if I reap your earthly things? 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 9 through 11. Thanks be to God who gives me the victory through my Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 57 and 58. All the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Thanks be to God who always leads me to triumph in Christ and reveals through me the sweet aroma of His knowledge in every place. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. I know the grace of my Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for my sake He became poor, that I through His poverty might be rich. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. If I first have a willing mind, it is accepted according to what I have, and not according to what I don't have. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12. God doesn't show partiality to any man. Galatians chapter 2, verse 6. Now to Him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I ask or think, according to the power that works in me, to Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. My God shall supply all my need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Whatever I do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. For the scripture says, you shall not muzzle the ox that treads out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his wages. 2 Timothy chapter 5, verse 18. The love of money is the root of all evil, which while some have coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. I'll charge those who are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. God is not unrighteous so as to forget my work and labor of love which I have showed towards His name, in that I serve the saints and still do serve them. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without defect to God, cleanse my consciousness from dead works to serve the living God? Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. I hold fast the confession of my faith without wavering, For he who promised is faithful. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. I'll not cast away my confidence, which has great reward, for I have need of endurance, so that after I have done the will of God, I may receive the promise. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 and 36. My faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the proof of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For I who come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of me who diligently seeks him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Seeing as I am surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, I'll lay aside every weight and sin that so easily entangles me, and I will run with patience the race that is set before me, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising its shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For I considered him who endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, that I don't grow weary, fainting in my mind. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation nor shadow of turning. James chapter 1, verse 17. I don't have because I don't ask. I ask and do not receive because I ask with wrong motives, that I may spend it on my own pleasures. James chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. The trial of my faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, I love, in whom, though I don't see him now, yet believing, I rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. Whatever I ask, I receive from him, because I keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. Now this is the confidence that I have in him, that if I ask anything according to his will, he hears me. And if I know that he hears me, whatever I ask, I know that I have the petitions that I have asked of him. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. 3 John 2. Scriptures read by Kenny, New English Bible Version. For more of God's Word regarding the power to prosper, the power to protect, and the power to heal, go to Kenny.com and click on God's Word. That's Kenny.com/God's Word. Till all hearts are one. This is Kenny.